So what was the the killing, you see, action of killing negative is about the So first of all, the attitude is the attitude itself cherish thought. So because of that, basically, because of that, that it's become negative karma. So if the action is done out of that, then it becomes negative karma. Then other than that, then there's involved desire or anger and so forth, you see. The killing, that which is killing, that which is not done by these attitudes, then you see it is not done virtue. It is that which is done, you see. One pointedly, purely, you see, with unbearable, you see, purely for other sentient being. With great compassion, with the unbearable, with the unbearable, you see, great compassion. And you see, and this Bodhisattva sees, you see, with wisdom, that it is a great benefit. So like that, then you see, it is not on that way, and it, such the action is done, you see, and the killing, stealing, then such action is conduct, you see, and so these things for such. For such practitioner, of such developer, for such a being who has developed the mind, the great compassion, cherishing other sentient beings, the altruism who has developed. So when that is that is certainly 100%, it is a great benefit than not doing it. You see, it is great benefit for others. Then not doing it. Not doing it has less benefit to others. Doing that is more benefit to others and human beings. And then you see, the wisdom sees, understand that. So that's so for such. Bodhisattva, such practitioner whose great compassion developed, altruism is developed, the whole question is for whom did these actions become more beneficial than doing not for others than not doing it. So for those things, then you see Buddha permitted. Buddha permitted. Is not contradictory to Buddha's teaching. That normal teaching that they do not kill, not steal. They misconducting like so forth. Don't do this and that. You see all that thing. So that is that. Don't do this and that. That teaching. is when these actions, when the action doing these things, when you cannot transform, when the when the capacity of mind, when the realization is not developed, when the capacity of mind is not developed, you see, such is the great compassion, you see, not developed. Because of that, then you see, that is one thing. And you see, when these actions, you see, when these actions do not have benefits, only harm. You see, for whom these actions, you see, doesn't receive benefit, and only harm to oneself, only harm to others, so therefore only harm to oneself. So for those beings who cannot transform, or whom that by doing these actions, you see, only harm, no benefit. So because there's this danger, harm others and harm oneself. So Buddha, in order to guide these sentient beings, so you see, Buddha not permitted, because there's danger. It's like parents, like protecting the baby going inside a fire or in the road, you see, or where the dangerous places, protecting, you see, or telling them to not go, like that. So, but for those beings, whose capacity of mind can transform these actions, and for whom these actions, killing and stealing and so forth, becomes beneficial, more beneficial than not doing it. More beneficial for others, that means beneficial also for oneself, you see. So beneficial for others, more beneficial for others by doing it than not doing it. So for those, when that is certain, the wisdom sees, then for those beings, Buddha permitted it, because there's no danger and only benefit for other sentient beings. So like that. So it's mainly Buddha permitted, not permitted, is not a dictatorship, you see. It's different from dictatorship. Dictatorship. Well, put this way. It's different from the dictatorship. Not all the dictatorship. Dictatorship that you see. Which follows self-interest, not the dictatorship who is bodhisattva. You see, not the dictatorship who is a holy being, who only lives the life for others. You see, dictatorship who has compassion and wisdom, not that one. Dictatorship that, no compassion, self-interest. So doing the work with self-interest, in other words, for one's own power, or you see, one's own power, one's own happiness. So you see, so this Buddha making Buddha making the rules or the moral laws, can't do this and that. It is not that. It's not like that dictatorship. You see, whose concern is not for the happiness of other sentient beings, but for the happiness of one's own, but for one's own happiness. It's one's own power, to develop one's own power. You see, this kind of dictatorship. Not like that. Not like this dictatorship, you see. Without having the aim, the happiness of other sentient beings, without having that goal, you see, goal which is only one's own power, one's own happiness, so not, you see, then making rule. According to, you see, level of mind of other sentient beings, you see, when it, for those whom these actions become, you see, harm, then Buddhas don't do. For those whom the action become beneficial, you see, for others, you know, for others, for oneself, you see, and then are permitted. So it's, the aim is other sentient beings' happiness. Like that, you know. So that's why you see, there are different instructions that you see, in the less vehicle path, you see, according to the Hinayana, the less vehicle path, you know, in that teaching, you see, no permit, there's no permission, you see, to this. There's no permission at all. You see the three actions: killing, stealing, and that, and telling lies, stealing, the gossiping, slandering. This thing, these seven actions of, you know, these seven actions, you see, not permitted at all. That is because this, because the, you know, the. You see, those who don't have bodhicitta, you know, renounce oneself, only cherishing other sentient beings, you know, who has a good, you see, that which derived from their compassion, you see. So for them, if it's permitted, it becomes dangerous. You see, even there's a renunciation of samsara, but you see, doesn't have bodhicitta. So it becomes, you see, dangerous for them, for those practitioners. So, for seeking the liberation for self. It doesn't become work for other sentient beings. So therefore, it's not permitted. And not at all, you see. Because of that, you see, may be difficult for them to understand how the violence can be also can be positive. You see, wrathful action or the violent action, or how is the external violent action, you see, the action of body speech, you know. Maybe difficult to understand how that can be positive, how that can be, can become virtue, positive, you know. Because it's not permitted at all, you see, these actions to become virtue in the teaching, which is taught for those level of mind. So So that's why Buddha, you see, and then Buddha, in the Bodhisattva teachings, you see, teaching the Paramedhyana, the Bodhisattva path, you know, Paramedhyana teaching, and when these actions, you see, these things, you know, you see, when it becomes work, definitely when it becomes work for other sentient beings, you see, when you can do that, and then you see, permitted. Then you see, yeah, so same thing. Then also higher than Tantra. It's then because, you see, what is not permitted in those lower teachings, you see, in those other teachings, you know, then in Tantra, you see, teaching that is permitted. So you see, so you see, it looks like contradictory, you know. In Tantra, that you see, In the lower teaching, as in the lower the philosophical teachings and things, you see, those other teachings, it said, you know, do not drink, you see, do not have alcohol, things like that, you know, and then do not have the sex, you know, those things, you see. In the lower teachings, it says, you see, do not do. Then the highest tantra, then it opposite, you see. Then one finds so much emphasis that you see for development of the mind, for quick enlightenment. So that is all these things is. So all these things, it looks like contradictory. When you study, when you read the different teachings, one says don't do, one says to do, looks contradictory. You see, so looks like that you know, you become confused that you see one says don't do, one says to do, you know, to do, and you see for development of mind this and that, you see. So, however, so highest tantra, and then that is, you see, for those who have that capacity, that and whose mind is reached that level, who has that capacity, you know, for whom, again, these things, you see, more beneficial, much more beneficial for sentient beings, and much more beneficial. To achieve enlightenment, quicker, much more beneficial. By doing this, much quicker to achieve enlightenment. Then, so practicing these things, much quicker to achieve enlightenment. Then, not doing. So more beneficial for sentient beings, for those practitioners who have that level of mind, you see, where that these actions do not become dangerous, only great benefit. So for those, then Buddha permitted. For those, then Buddha, for those high practitioner of Tantra, then Buddha permitted. Because it's only benefit. So like that. So you see, when it is referred, so you see, for example, Bodhisattva, you know, Bodhisattva, and especially who is a very high tantric, especially one who has a realization of Tantra, you see, the stable, who has a realization of generation state, oneself a stage, you know, and especially on top of that, who has, you know, completion state experience, you know, Pure light respond to these things. Then, you see, so if there's an evil being, you see, who harms lot, who harms so many sentient beings, or teachings, you know, holy beings, like that. Then, if this Bodhisattva or this great, especially this great yogi, you see this who has those high tantra experiences, you know, so it's responsible, you see, to destroy that evil being, you see, to kill, in other words, to split the conscience from body, you know, through meditation. Is it through wrathful actions of tantra? Is it, however, so if it's tantric practitioner, like that, you know, so it's responsible because of having those qualifications. One has the bodhicitta, you know, where the bodhicitta, you see, great compassion, where this action doesn't become dangerous to you. And you see, and tantra realization. So it's responsible. It's the vow. It's the samaya vow. You see, so it's the also bodhisattva vow. You see, that you see, to do that. You know, you see, while you have a capacity, and if you don't do that, you see, then breaking the vow. You know, so like that. So anyway, so you see, the whole concentration is to benefit for other sentient beings. So anyway, so you can see the whole thing dependent on the mind. The reason why I'm telling this is to come to the conclusion how everything you see is dependent on the capacity of the mind. You know, when there's no capacity, the action becomes negative karma, you know, harmful. When the mind has capacity, you see, then the action becomes positive. Even though, you see, even these actions, anyway, like that. So generally, it is good to put the recognition that that killing and so forth, stealing these things are bad, negative. It's good because. To put it that way is better. Generally, it's good. Why? Because most beings, you see, don't have that capacity. You see, to transform into virtue. So therefore, you see. So generally, it's good, you see, to give the picture of the, to regard, all these things are negative, so that the ordinary people, ordinary sentient being, you see, then they observe, then they, you see, care, so that they. There's a benefit that they abandon that, you know. So in this way, they are protected from negative karmas. It is very clearly mentioned this point, very clearly mentioned in the text that we see how these actions, you know, But you see, by using the example, by using the example, the story, you see, that when the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's past lives, was a captain, you know. Then captain, you see, of the ship that taking 500 business traders, you see, and then there was a person called Minato Dungjen. Then this person was thinking to kill all these 500 people. So when the captain, the Bodhisattva, you see, when he realized this, then you see, he felt unbearable compassion. He felt unbearable compassion. You see, he completely sacrificed himself to be born in the hell. You see, I don't mind. I'll be born in hell. You see, by killing this person. But not, you see, usually ordinary people, you see, oh, this person is going to do harm, you know, out of, you see, you are helping to somebody, but you have anger, you see, you have hatred to this person, you see, mind is not equalized, you know. For example, somebody's harming to the family or one's own friend, you see, you want to help the friend, you see, there's thought to help the friend, but then there's anger to that other person, who's harm, but not like that. Here, you see, the person who's going to kill the 500 people, you see, unbearable compassion to do the, especially unbearable compassion instead of anger to this person who's going to kill 500 people, you see, especially for this person who's going to create all the nirkama. So there's big differences. So, you see, himself completely sacrificed, you know, to go on hell and to kill this person in order to protect him from all those need karmas. So, you see, so by killing this person, you see, instead to be longer in samsara, you see, It only cost to be shorter in samsara for 100,000 eons. To be in samsara becomes shorter. To be in the suffering realm becomes shorter. You know, 100,000 eons become shorter. It's like becoming shorter that many eons to be in samsara, to be in prison. You know, like for that many eons is to be in prison. You see, become shorter, like that. You know, You see, by that action, killing that person, out of unbearable compassion, sacrificing him completely to even have to suffer in the hell, you know, I will do it. So like that, you know. But, you see, to protect that person, that sentient being, from that all that heavy need karma. So, you see, now here, this, you know, only virtue. So this is very clearly mentioned that you see, 100,000 eons become shorter in samsara, and you see, become virtue in this action. You see, it is very clearly mentioned. I don't remember word by word now, but it is mentioned in the text. This text Tomei Lojong Chudi Goji, the very first mind transformation, the opening the door of Dharma. So in this text, very clearly mentioned, and the liberation in the palm that one just simply says, so this action, by doing this action, you see, then accumulated a lot of, accumulated, you see, say, you know, unconceivable merit. It is said simply like that. So, most clear one is mentioned that this text that which I've seen. So, yeah, then there are the similarities in the other in other text. If these things cannot become virtue, then what about tantra practice? And then tantra practice is when in those who are high yogis, when they do these actions, then you see they would be carrying it karma. So that is the debate. And that's the question. Those who say high yogis, you know, when they do these actions, you see, then it will become negative karma. So how is it possible negative karma become, yeah, anyway, so, you know, cause of enlightenment? So one more example might come later. So the killing, you see, that is done. Killing that is done out of, you see, the self-cherishing thought, those are the disturbing thoughts, then it becomes negative karma. So that is our four suffering results, you know. That complete action, killing. So the killing has a, you see, base, you know, object, base, the other sentient being, having mind, you see. To give the label killing, you see, it is related, you see, as the object which has a mind, you know, mind. Base, then thought, action, goal. So there are four things. Four things gathered. After the goal, if it's happened, you know, then the action is completed. Action is completed. Complete nirkama of killing, you see, then four suffering results, you see, the rapid aspect result, rebirth in the lower realm. So the very heavy one in the Nara, generally speaking, the very heavy one, the tenon virtues, you know, for example, the karmas, such as tenon virtues, very heavy one in Nara, then, you see, after that, middle one is the preta, then even smaller one is the animal realm, so like that, rebirth, you know. Even after some time, you see, even one get born as human being, even after some time one get born as human being, then, you see, one experiences the three problems, you know, suffering. Shortage life. So you see, right after the conception, taking the mother's womb, you see, and then so one dies. So those things. Then child time, she dying. However, you see, having shortage life. That is experience and results, not the cause. So those who do not live long, you see, the result of, you see, who has experienced Shota's life, is a result of killing. Need karma of killing. And then you see in the place, you see, where one lives, you see, when one gets born as human being, in the place, you see, where one lives, you know. Kind of very dry place, kind of has no kind of say, glorious, you know, no glorification, no glorious, no. Very dusty, like that. Then you see the food, food and drinks, you see, medicines, you know, these things, no protein, you know, the place where one lives, you see, those food and those things, you know, even medicines don't have power to benefit, I see, to the power designated, you see, power is designated. So therefore, difficult to benefit, you see, and difficult to benefit for you see health, you know. And you see the protein of the potential is designated food and those things, you see. So you see that are not so useful for health, you know, things like that, you see. And unable to digest, even eat, unable to digest, these kind of things, you see, to do with the place. So that is called possessed result. So now you can see the environment. This is a question of environment. So the environment is environment, you see. How the environment is, you see, plants, you see, the food and all these things is the environment. You see, now, you see, it came from, if it's a bad environment, you see, if it's a dangerous environment, you see, it's a good environment, rich environment, you see, healthy environment, unhealthy environment, the environment, it came from one's mind. You see, it's a creation of one's mind. It's a production of one's own karma. You see, here in this case, production of the killing. Karma, need karma, killing. You see, so it left imprint. And you see, when this action is done out of those negative thoughts, you see, it left imprint on the mental continuum. You remember this, as I gave the example yesterday that you see the waves, you know, electricity waves carries the message, you see, carries the message you know, from the other side, the person, what is fax mission, whatever it is, you see, the waves, the electricity waves carries the message from other person, you see, and then here, what is the other end, what is the machine, you see, then it gets actualized, manifested, you see, in a form, say, text form, sound or letter, or you see, you know, TV, the pictures, or like that. No? So like that, the like other side of the person is your past life, or your past life, or you see, You see, in other words, before you experience the result, cause was created in the past. You see, the same continuation, you who is the same continuation, you say, now this present you is a present oneself, present oneself, you see. Experience the result, you see. Now, continuation of this present self, the past continuation, the continuation of the self, you see, that one created the cause. So it is not possible, however, that you see, to exist. Anyway, it's not possible to exist, you see, cause and result together. It is not possible. You see, first the cause, then from that, then the result. The cause as preliminary, then you see, from that result comes. According to, you see, cause and result, according to, it's related to one phenomena, you see, a plant or something, you see, karma or plant, whatever, inner factor or outer, external factor, plants, whatever, you see, whatever it is. So, that one phenomena, you see, cause and result, you see, cannot be together. So the cause has to be before as preliminary, then, but depending on that result, it comes. So, however, you see, your past continuation of you, created the karma, created the cause, you know. So, out of the disturbing thoughts, they did the action of killing. And that was become late karma, and that left imprint on the mental, that left imprint on the mental continuum, and then you see, as there's always continuation of the mind, there's always continuation of mind, you know, the conscience, sixth conscience, you know. That carries the imprint, and now, this time, this year, this month, this year, today, this imprint is experienced out, it's actualized. So the message that is carried by waves, you see, now here, you see, when it comes to this condition, you see, the machine, then it appears in sound or, you see, letters or, you know, the pictures, you see, in a different color, you know, appears in the TV or like that. So now here, so. That which was done, the karma that was done, past lives or in the early, let's say, in these early lives, how about last year or last say, month or week or yesterday or in this morning, how you so on. Now, even 1 hour before, you see, even you see, minute before, you see, even 1 minute before, how about you see that so experienced. The imprint that was left on the, you know, mental, mental continuum, this sixth conscience, you know, then this, it is experienced out. So you see, imprint produced this environment, such as environment that was unhealthy. So came from you see, the one's mind. I think we're experiencing this now. It just happened at the right time. Anyway, maybe it's a healthy one. Anyway, I thought it is only Switzerland, but I also anyway, joke. Yeah. So. I thought the special thing about Switzerland. Anyway. So you see, when we meditate, you see, when we read the Lamrim teachings, you know, or you see, so to think like this, to you see, we should say meditate, you know, we should think like this. More precise. So it's very, you see, this way becomes very clear, you know, how everything is a production of one's mind, you know. So everything, so this way, you see, everything becomes teaching, or everything becomes, how's the explanation of one's mind? The whole environment, or everything what happens in one's own life, in all the appearance what we have, all the views what we have, you see, all this appearance, all these views that we have, is a commentary of our mind. It's sort of an explanation of our mind, quality of our own mind. You know, quality is describing the quality of our mind. And the type, what type of appearance, what type of view that we have. How we see things, how things appear. You see, it is a commentary of itself, it's a psychology, you know, the describing, you see, the level of the mind.